You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So you've found that adults think that they're more competent in water than they actually are, particularly in open water. Why might this be?
Well, there's a myriad of reasons around why it is, but it was really quite exciting research because it was the first time that we'd put people into a pool and tested how good they were, and then put them in the open water and tested how good they were as well. So, and either side of that, we asked them how good they thought they were. And we tested different competencies like floating and getting in and getting out of the water and swimming. And so we found a number of gaps, if you like, in their perception and what's actually the case. And one of them was that people thought that to be safe, they may only need to be able to swim 25 metres. You know, if we put ourselves in a situation in the open water and we could only swim 25 metres, then that may not be enough to keep ourselves safe from drowning. People also thought that they wouldn't need to be able to float that long to be safe. But in actual fact, you might have to wait 2 or 3 minutes for a rescue to come in, you know, to save you. So we found there was that difference between how good people thought they would be just to be safe. Then we also found there was a gap between how good they thought they were and what they could do in a pool. And then the biggest gap was what they could do in a pool and what they could actually do in open water. And that was probably the biggest predictor that, you know, we really do need to prepare ourselves in a pool before going into open water, and respecting that actually what we can do in the pool doesn't necessarily reflect what we may be able to do in open water.
Right. So we've had some recent tragic drownings, even over this COVID lockdown. So what situations might adults find themselves in that they're not as prepared for as they might think they are?
Yeah, they're really tragic, those five in such a short time frame. And I guess some of that COVID lockdown adds to the complexity of drowning, because there's been a gap between, you know, being able to get out into open water and being able to practice and checking your equipment and all those kinds of things. And then you've got the other side of the coin going, well, I haven't been out for so long. I really want to go, and it's a beautiful day and I really want to go. Or maybe it wasn't such a beautiful day, but they had their heart set on going, and so they just went anyway. So, you know, that the lockdown could add levels or layers of risk to how we may otherwise think of a situation.
And because in Auckland in particular, where we are at 95BFM, we're in lockdown, so we haven't been able to use those public facilities like pools. But when those do open up, or for people who have access, what are some of the things that they could maybe do? You mentioned becoming more competent in the pool first, to better protect themselves.
You know, really recommend going to a pool and just seeing how good you actually are. And it's not that you're right or wrong, or you're good or bad. But it's assessing your own level of what you can do in the water. And you might, for example, see if you can float. You know, perhaps you haven't tried it for 10 years or 20 years. And so let's just go to the pool and see if you can float. See how long you could float for. Try different positions. Try taking your life jacket. See the difference that makes. You could also try swimming a distance. See how far you can make it, or in what time, you know, before putting your feet on the bottom. One thing that people often forget is how difficult it may be to climb back onto a kayak or a boat that's overturned. So perhaps practice climbing out over the side of the pool. Can you do that? There are all sorts of things that you can actually test yourself with and see what you can do in a pool before you put yourself in the open water.
And Drowning Prevention Auckland has launched a new internet learning module for adults. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. It's a free module, and it just gives you a whole lot of ideas and advice about being in the open water. And they're really short little video clips. And then there's some learning around that, around each clip, and a couple of tests if you would like to follow that through. And, you know, it follows all sorts of activities in open water, from open water swimming. What, there's one module on paddling, so that's kayaking and stand-up paddle boarding. There's another module on surfing and snorkeling, and one on boating. So it takes in the whole scope of, if you like, of activities in open water, and just some really good clear advice about how to keep yourself safe.
Yes, and if people want to check that out before they hit the water this summer, where can they find that?
On Drowning Prevention Auckland website, and if you click on the e-learning button that's at the top of that web page, you can access the module free of charge.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
And that was researcher Teresa Stanley talking about Drowning Prevention Auckland's new module, which aims to address the gap between perception and reality when it comes to water competency.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.